Lesson 1. Memory. Reading. Read the essay below carefully. Let's say you have been in a serious car accident, or a close relative or friend has passed away, or perhaps someone you are madly in love with has left you for someone else. If you're anything like me, you know that memories of traumatic events like these are particularly hard to erase from the mind. They are remembered much more vividly than normal memories. What is the reason for this? Researchers at Duke University, using sophisticated brain imaging techniques, have come up with an answer. Bad memories not only engage the part of the brain that controls memory, but they also involve the amygdala, the brain's emotional center. This interaction between feeling and remembering gives such memories a special resonance. The Duke discovery may help us to better understand and treat post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. PTSD is a serious psychological condition caused by traumatic experiences. Its victims suffer from frequent flashbacks and nightmares in which they relive the original event over and over. So, is there any way we can get rid of such bad memories? For centuries, alcohol has been believed to be helpful in drowning one's sorrows. But a team of doctors at the University of Tokyo says no to that idea. Drinking just exacerbates things, they claim. Although alcohol may have some short-term benefits, it actually causes bad memories to linger in the mind much longer and stronger. But hope is on the way. Another team of researchers, this time at Harvard University, has developed an amnesia drug that can help delete bad memories. The drug, known as propanol, has already been used to treat victims of rape and serious accidents. In just 10 days on the drug, patients were able to talk about their traumatic experiences more openly and calmly, the first step towards complete recovery.